Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly on a hamster wheel? Running from one commitment to the next, barely scraping by with a few minutes of me time, before crashing? Yeah, that's where today's episode comes in. We're talking about boundaries, those invisible lines we draw to protect our precious time and energy. You know that feeling when you agree to something out of obligation, even though your gut screams, "No!" That's a boundary being trampled. It's like letting people walk all over your emotional garden, leaving you wilted and depleted. But guess what? You have the power to reclaim your space, both physically and mentally. So let's dive into 5 key takeaways that'll help you build those healthy boundaries like a boss. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. Think of it like packing for a trip. What are the essential items you absolutely can't live without? Your non-negotiables are your core values, your passions, your self-care rituals. Maybe it's spending time in nature, hitting the gym, or simply having a quiet evening to recharge. Protect those fiercely, too. Learn to say no, gracefully. This is a superpower, folks. Saying no doesn't make you selfish, it makes you self-aware. It shows respect for your own time and energy, and hey, you don't have to be brutal about it. A simple, "Thank you for thinking of me, but I'm booked up right now," can work wonders. 3. Communicate clearly. Think of boundaries as fences. They need clear signage. Let people know what your limits are in a respectful and direct way. Don't expect them to read your mind. Spell it out. You might say, "I really value our time together, but I need some quiet time after work to recharge." 4. Be assertive, not aggressive. Assertiveness is about standing up for yourself while respecting others. It's not about being bossy or demanding. Think of it as finding that sweet spot between saying yes all the time and becoming a recluse. You deserve to have your voice heard. 5. Practice self-compassion. Remember, building healthy boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, times when you slip up or feel uncomfortable. That's okay. Be kind to yourself, learn from those experiences, and keep practicing. You know that feeling when someone constantly asks for favors, never reciprocates, and leaves you drained? That's a classic boundary violation. Think about your friend Sarah. She's always got something going on, a new project, a social event, a family emergency. She's amazing, but she also tends to lean on you for help all the time. You find yourself saying yes, even when you're already stretched thin because you don't want to disappoint her. But lately you've been feeling burnt out. You're not sleeping well. Your energy is low, and you feel resentful of Sarah's constant demands. You realize that by constantly saying yes, you're sacrificing your own time and well-being. This is where setting boundaries comes in. It might be uncomfortable at first, but a simple conversation with Sarah could change everything. You could say something like, "Sarah, I love supporting you, but lately I've been feeling overwhelmed. I need to prioritize my own well-being right now. Can we figure out a way to support each other that also respects our individual needs?" See? It's not about shutting people out, it's about creating healthy space for both of you to thrive. So remember, building healthy boundaries is like cultivating a beautiful garden. It takes time, attention, and the willingness to protect your precious blooms. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and don't be afraid to ask for help along the way. Want to dive deeper? Share this episode with a friend who could use some boundary-setting inspiration. And if you have any questions or success stories, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you. Remember, your time and energy are valuable resources. Invest them wisely. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.